Children, hope you enjoyed a beautiful rhyme till now. Now let us learn the meanings of some new words.
Glossary. Silly.
Foolish or unreasonable.
Frown.
Show anger and displeasure.
Naughty.
Behaving badly and not obeying adults.
Lawn.
A piece of land covered with grass that has been carefully cut.
Roll.
To turn over.
Vet.
Veterinary doctor.
Handsome.
Good looking.
Now answer the following questions.
Why did the poet call the puppy silly and naughty?
When the writer calls the puppy, what does it do?
Is the puppy always naughty? How can you say?
Why should the poet take him to the vet?
What would the puppy do when he becomes a dog?
Does the poet like the puppy? How can you say?
Do you want to have a pet? Why?
Points for discussion.
Why do you think the farmer is feeding the buffalo?
Why do you think the farmer is washing the buffalo?
Why do you think the farmer is feeding the calf at her mother's udder?
What would the farmer do with the milk?
Children, now let's read and enjoy a beautiful story, John and his pet. Nidamanuru is a beautiful village near Vijayawada city. John's family lives there. He is a student of class 4. He is always playful. One evening, while he was coming from school, he saw a small bright brown puppy. The puppy was all alone in a corner of the road. John whistled to the puppy. The small one came to him running. He wagged its beautiful tail. John took the puppy into his hands. The puppy looked into his face joyfully. He smelt John and licked his hands affectionately. John was very much touched. He took the puppy along with him home.
When John came with the puppy, his sister Christina said, "Wow, what a beautiful puppy." But his parents were shocked. "John, you should not bring a puppy home like this. They smell bad. They howl at night and disturb our sleep," said his father. "I will take care of the puppy and it will not trouble you," said John. But his mother yelled, "John, you should keep him outside. Puppies make the floor wet all the time. They do disgraceful things on the rugs. I cannot clean all those things." With this, John was disappointed, but Christina supported him.
That night, after the supper, John put the puppy on the veranda. It was all very cold outside. The little puppy started howling and scratching the door. While others were in deep sleep, John woke up. He opened the door and took the puppy into his bed.
Early in the morning, his parents saw the puppy sleeping in the bed. "John, it's not good. Puppies pass on diseases. They should be taken to the veterinary hospital for injections," shouted his father. That evening, after the school, John took the puppy to the veterinary hospital.
The next day was John's birthday. On that day, John's mother prepared chicken biryani. The smell watered all the mouths, including the puppies. The puppy was running happily while the mother was preparing the dish.
At the table, everybody was served enough. While they were yet to begin eating, John took a small bowl and put some chicken biryani in it for the puppy.
"Oh, are you mad?
We should not feed puppies like this. You can serve it bare bones and the leftovers of rice," said the father.
John felt sorrowful. He took his birthday special reluctantly. After the dinner, he took some bones and a little rice sadly to the puppy. On seeing John, the puppy jumped and shook its tail and licked its mouth. But with tearful eyes, John said, "My dear puppy, I wanted to give you my birthday special. But, sorry, I could get you only these leftovers." But the puppy ate it all speedily and wagged its tail thankfully. This moved not only John, but also his family members.
Soon the puppy became a dog. One night, when all were asleep, the dog started barking continuously. John's father woke up and came out. There was some movement in the bushes. Father heard some whispering over there. When he focused his torch, he saw some thieves running away, jumping over the wall. From that day onwards, the dog became a good friend to all the family members. He followed them wherever they go. He guarded their house and played with them. If you love and keep animals, they will give happiness and good service. Animals are always our best friends.